This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Jordan Peterson testified before Congress and gave a horrific dystopian warning that I think many of us should be paying attention to.
Now, there was essentially a working class protest against the extensive length of the COVID lockdowns. And one consequence of that was that Canadians who participated, even by donating to the protest and even by donating small amounts to the protest, had their bank accounts seized in consequence of a collusion between the banks and the government that was extrajudicial, that was recently deemed unconstitutional, despite the fact that we don't have strong First Amendment claims. So this happened. The government is currently maneuvering in Canada to make the possibility of such collusion a certainty across multiple actual and potential domains of so-called harm, particularly in relationship to government-defined hate. Yes, this is absolutely coming. And it's facilitated by the kinds of advancements in technology that we talked about today.
What he's describing is when Canada had their lockdowns, there was a trucker situation, and private citizens donated to these truckers.
Yep.
They tracked all of that, and because they didn't like the political causes, that came with consequences, and the funds never got to the truckers in their point of view and what they were trying to bring awareness to. And that also froze certain accounts of the people making the donations. In Canada. This is horrifying stuff. So basically what can happen and what he's saying is, quote unquote, coming is the possibility of you give to a cause we don't like and we get to keep track of all this and keep track of the paper trail and potentially tie your finances up.
So what do you think would cause Jordan Peterson to say this is absolutely coming? Because it doesn't sound like it's absolutely coming to me.
So this is a committee on the weaponization of banks, of big tech, of AI, of tracking people. Similar, there's another clip we'll look at of the potential of the China social score coming to America. Right? Go ahead and play.
Because we've seen the liaison information report from the FBI to the bank saying possibly include firearm legislation, the easing of immigration status, new limits on public land, and discontent with renewed measures to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. So the very issue that these truckers were debanked in Canada is the very thing the government is saying to banks, we need to look at this as well. That single issue. That is, again, what frightens me so much. And frankly, when you're getting this information, if you're going to get it, why you should be compelled to get the warrant before you go get it. Mr. Knight, jump right in.
I want to clarify one part of my answer.
So what happened was they offered this information without a warrant. And the question is, should they be able to get it? Should they need a warrant to keep track of this stuff or not? That's spooky.
To the second question about notification.
Yep. Appreciation for the privilege awarded to me to testify here today. It really is an honor to be asked to do so. I'm not here to talk about January 6th. Or about any particular threat, insurrection, or protest, political or ideological, real or imaginary. I'm here to talk about the already extant and expanding collusion of government and corporation in restricting the individual freedom and autonomy upon which the productive, generous, and stable psyche, economy, and state are themselves necessarily founded. I'll begin my comments, therefore, in the most general terms, to shed light on the mounting problem. There are now 700 million CCTVs in China under the rule of the Communist Party. The system to which those electronic eyes are attached is the most complete state apparatus of surveillance yet imagined, with the ability not only to recognize faces at a distance, but gait itself when facial features are hidden or obscured. Such capability can and will soon be augmented to the point where the movement of eyes themselves, monitored by high-resolution and intelligent cameras, will soon be sufficient to identify any aware and active party. The demented, naive, and prideful engineers who so enthusiastically helped build this system call it Skynet. After the rogue and all-seeing technology that took such a dreadfully wrong turn in the famous science fiction movie Terminator series, featuring artificially intelligent robot intelligences hell-bent on protecting themselves by destroying humanity. The name also references a well-known Chinese phrase describing the reach of the divine itself. The net of heaven is vast, yet it misses nothing which aptly describes the capabilities of the new state apparatus. The system is integrated with the so-called China.
That's crazy.
Skynet. Straight idolatry vibes, bro.
That's horrible.
They're playing God.
Yeah, they're like, we are God, and we catch everything.
This is where. So there's like conspiracies on like the right and the left. This is where all the conspiracies, like the left, the logical conclusions of this stuff, because the government becomes God, which I don't even think is much of a conspiracy. I just think that's the logical conclusion of these things.
Social credit system, which awards its involuntary participants with a score indicating their compliance with the dictates of the Chinese Communist Party, allowing for full control over access to everything they possess electronically. Mm. Most ominously, their savings and their access to travel. Certainly, all modern means of travel, but increasingly, as the electronic gates come up, even by walking, if you're Chinese or a visitor, your access to the world can be reduced to zero if your social credit score falls beyond an arbitrary minimum. This allows you purposefully to be shut out of all activities that can be virtualized. And in a rapidly virtualizing world, this increasingly means all activities: driving, shopping, working, eating, finding shelter, even fraternizing with friends and family. As merely being in the presence of someone with a low social credit score means that your own score can be lowered. This has also opened up the opportunity for the government to extract slave-like labor from its citizens so burdened, as the donation of free work to the state still constitute one means by which erring Chinese men and women can increase their score and remain part of human society. This is precisely the payment system.
Snitching can get your credit score.
Well, and he also said, doing free labor for the government can increase your credit score. So it's also
horrifying.
Like incentivizing slavery.
Most desired.
Jump a little bit ahead, because he ties this in how this could potentially be coming here, and it's this collusion between the private sector and the government.
In consequence of our purchasing habits and modes of electronically mediated communication, that our very selves have become reducible to a frightening degree to data, the modern equivalent of our footprint, with the same data making up an image of our identity, an identity which can be and is increasingly bought and sold by the invisible corporate brokers that still mostly use it to sell us what we so desperately and carelessly and conveniently want, but can also be used to track, monitor, and punish everything we do and say. Behavioral scientists facilitate this process with their reprehensible nudging, the practice of pushing people in a given ideologically determined direction by manipulating invisible incentives behind the scene. Corporations track purchasing decisions, developing algorithms that with increasing accuracy track our patterns of attention and action, allowing for the prediction of what might next be most enticing, doing so not only to offer us what we want, but to determine and shape what we need. Governments can and are colluding with these corporate agents to develop a picture not only of our actions, but of our thoughts and words, so that deviation from the desired end can be mapped, rewarded, and punished. The development of a digital identity and currency is nothing more than the likely end consequence of such inclinations, and the combination of both can and will facilitate the development of a surveillance state, the scope of which optimistic pessimists of totalitarianism such as George Orwell could scarcely imagine. The new AI systems, which are so rapidly emerging, do nothing but increase this danger, providing for the possibility of a super surveillance whose scope exceeds anything that mere unaugmented humans could imagine, while also making it certain that even the perceptions that in the real world shape our attitudes, conduct, and personality can be manipulated to the degree that we will not even be able to see a reality outside which that has been constructed by the super state, the ultimate fascist collusion.
So what we're talking about is the overlap of banks, of AI, and of the our data that's on the internet that can then keep track of all this sort of stuff. And they already are doing this in China. They're keeping track of this sort of stuff. And so you have a social credit score in China. He's saying that the infrastructure is already here for something worse in America now.
Oof.
This is why there has to be a separation. Why is this important? Because they're freaking out with the election coming up and who's going to tamper in that. Because as we know, the last election, and I'm not one of those like stop the steal guys, but the last election was definitely tampered in the FBI stepping in and saying, don't let the Hunter laptop story rise.
Yeah.
Right. And so they suppressed that, which has been documented. You know, Twitter put out the statements and that's all been Mark Zuckerberg admitted that, went on Rogan. You know what I mean? And so now you got to deal with what is about to happen in this election year.
Yeah, with all the added technology over the past 4 years, like how worse is it going to be?
And paranoid, security-obsessed, anti-human governments. We're already selling our souls to the superstate for the purposes of immediate gratification while being enticed to do so by
fear-mongering. Mr. Chairman, could the witness be asked to summarize, please?
Do I have my 5 minutes, or do I not? Yeah.
You've gone over five.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I can certainly.
If the witness can summarize, we're always a little lenient with the time.
I'll take ten more seconds.
Sure.
With increasing ability to monitor not only the actual attention patterns and behaviors of its citizens, but to predict those that are most likely, the persecution of even potential crime becomes ever more likely. If you have nothing to hide, you will have nothing to fear, will be the slogan commandeered by those most likely to turn to surveillance to protect and control. What was the famous Soviet totalitarian joke attributed to Lavrenty Beria, head of the secret police? Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. Those words were true enough in the time of Stalin's KGB, and the police were secret enough then as well. But that's nothing compared to what we can and likely will produce now. A police so secret that we will not even be able to detect their comprehensive and subtle activity. Monitoring crime so pervasive that everyone under the dictates of the system will have something to hide or
Mr.
Chairman.
How to watch your fear. This man talking like a TikToker at the very end, trying to get his little promo in.
Wow. Yeah, so this is some spooky stuff, man.
What do you think?
Some spooky stuff. I mean, did you catch the bit about the digital currency, and people think like the digital currency is going to set up like a one world currency, the mark of the beast, end time stuff? I think it's horrifying.
So what do we do? What do we do? You cross the roads. Let's play this out to logical conclusion. It happens. Mm-hmm. Where do you go?
Well, I think you have options. Like you have options in terms of what you do, what you don't do, what you have to do for money, what you don't have to do for money. You potentially sacrifice certain luxuries and certain
AC
appetites you have. I don't know about AC. but yeah, I think you go, where do you go? You go down trying to hopefully make yourself as self-sustainable and insulated from the outside world as you can, not in a prepper type.
No,
you know, because I'm not.
Gotta be a prepper. But you're saying you can only be a prepper when it's time to act. I'm saying
be a prepper now.
Be a prepper now, baby. I'm saying just a little bit, just a smidge. Don't go in debt. Don't do anything crazy.
What do you mean by just be a prepper? What does that mean?
Store seeds.
Store seeds?
Yeah. Start a home garden, for sure.
I like that.
Possibly, depending on the size of your home. Chickens don't need a lot of space. Get some chickens,
okay.
Because that can always be expanded.
What else?
Get some firearms.
Firearms, okay.
Yeah. Maybe have an exit plan from a big city.
Okay.
Like, no, I mean you know, they're kind of taxing us crazy anyways. We might as well move to...
Oh, gosh. Texas.
Nashville.
Texas.
Tennessee. Somewhere in Tennessee.
God's country.
Have a bag ready. See, leaving is probably not what you want to do unless you're like being invaded. Like you don't want to leave your home. That doesn't make sense. You want to be self-sustainable though. You have Tesla battery walls in here. So you can power your house. If they're like, Christians don't get electricity. You get electricity. Yeah. Hey, you're kind of a prepper.
I mean, that is one of the reasons I wanted to be off the grid. So I'm off the grid.
All I'm saying is, have a bucket so you can poop. There you go.
Have a bucket so you can poop. This is not applicable to the vast majority of people you just described. Most people don't have space for chickens and solar.
Do we tell people to be most people? No. What do we tell them? There's seven key steps to flourishing on this side of eternity.
Yes.
And imagine working and preparing a future in which you have a home, you have a property, you have a couple of acres in which you can feed the church and have a place for the church to commune in the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, hey, some of us gotta buy some acres.
Here's
a couple, not all of them.
Here's the thing.
That's all you need.
Shout out to CP, says he's got a quarter of an acre. Shout out to you. Here's the thing. I think the application of this is not necessarily to be a prepper, though I think there's some wisdom to that. I think the application for this is what Jesus said, which is to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves.
That's fair.
I think we have to know that if you're in a surveillance state, what and how do you navigate that? And how are you being shrewd? And what hills are you willing to die on? And what are you not willing to do? What are you willing to do? So I think it has more to do with like being shrewd and being smart.
What do you mean by being in a surveillance state?
Like if people are tracking what we're like the way we talk about certain stuff on YouTube without talking about certain stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like there's a wisdom there that allows us to aggressively grow a platform while other people make the same, if they make the same style of content, their channels get blacklisted, right? And they get suppressed on the algorithm. That's what I mean.
Do you think, and then if this was to happen, that would be nationwide. So there's no real escaping it on a state level.
Well, you're talking like Walking Dead, worst case scenario. I don't think it's going to be that. I'm talking about incrementally.
You think states would adopt these things?
I think the government will incrementally create more and more restrictions in the name of we're going to protect you. And then you just have to be careful with how you navigate that. So I'll give you a practical example. When the lockdowns happened, there were certain people that completely shut down, certain churches that completely shut down. And was like, yes, government, yes, you're so smart. Yes, 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 yes. There was other churches that said, middle finger to the government, we'll take fines and we'll do whatever we want to do. And then yet there were other churches, like our church, that said, we're going to meet outside. We're going to create an outdoor venue.
Yep.
We're going to meet out there. We're going to still meet as a church, but we're not going to be obnoxious about it.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to pay any fines. We continued to meet. The church grew. People loved going somewhere that people that were freaked out loved going somewhere that was not completely jumping out the window and shutting down, and also not completely jumping in the house. And you know what I'm saying? So you were able to reach a wider group of people. I'm saying that is how you navigate that. I think you navigate that with shrewdness and wisdom, not like, we're Christian nationalism, we're going to run the government, or we're going to be scared and tuck our tail and be punks. I think there's a healthy wisdom and middle ground there. We see, according to the Bible, that prayer is extremely important in terms of us being transformed from the inside out when we get aligned with God's will. For the Christians watching this channel, I want you guys to implement these spiritual disciplines in your day-to-day life. And the only way I've been able to do this consistently is through writing down my prayers in a prayer journal that does a few things. One, it allows me to reflect and come to God humbly and ask Him to move on my behalf. And two, it allows me to document my prayers, which ultimately helped me remember the very things that I was praying for and see the hand of God tangibly in my life when He answers them. So I would urge you, consider writing down your prayers. It could be in a blank notebook. It could even be on your phone. Or you could check out the one I personally designed and used for my own quiet time and spiritual discipline that I think will be a huge blessing. It's the exact structure and system that I've used for years to pray and be more consistent in my spiritual disciplines. You can pick yours up today by clicking the link in the pinned comment below. All right, I'll see you over there. Peace.